Welcome to another fresh batch of Melty Bread Guys, coming straight from the oven right to your ears. This is episode 7 for November 3rd, 2010. I'm your host, Master Jimmy, and with me is a guy who's been collecting My Little Ponies for all of his life, Mikado Fox. How's it going?
You're lucky I'm not doing this week's intro. Wait for next week. You better hope I don't remember next week's intro. I'm going to get
to it. I was actually going to ask you something. What's this about you not cutting your hair for a job or whatnot?
Yeah, this is appropriate. Anyway, yesterday I got a couple of emails back. I posted my resume on Craigslist for like, office job or whatever, because I need another, job because my current job at my college cut my hours. So I said, okay. This looks kind of good. You're like $6 an hour. And I was like, okay. You want me to be a mail boy? I was like, all right. And the guy was like, if you have long hair or, you know, if you have like whatever amount of hair, you need to cut it. And I'm just like, wait, I need to cut my hair bald? And they're just like, cut it so it's like thin. So, you know, you don't have to worry about anything in the office. And I'm like, has everyone else done that? They're like, no, you're just a mail boy. We just want to make sure you look corporate. And I was like, I'll get back to you when I can talk to you again. Delete. So, I'm not going to cut my hair for a $6 mailroom job.
Bad. Wow. I don't understand that. I don't understand the mentality for you have to look corporate as a mail boy by cutting your hair when there might be people with long hair. Like,
I don't know. I'm just going to assume racism, and I'm just like, it's only $6 an hour, and it's not worth the hassle, so fuck that. If it was like I could do minimum wage and do a whole bunch of hours, I'd cut my hair. Yeah, no problem. Right. Okay. For anyone who doesn't know, I have an afro. Yeah. Like, if you don't know by now, then, like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could stick a pick in there, do the whole thing.
I should have been a 70s black guy for Halloween.
Ah, man. Okay. Outside of that wonderful little story, I did want to mention StickBuck's tournament that he had this past weekend.
That looked very hype. So yeah,
it was pretty freaking hype. We had a lot of people come out from different areas. A lot of new players I actually didn't recognize. I did a lot better than I thought I wouldn't have. And the freaking VIP of the tournament, Matt Como himself, just freaking blew everybody out of the water. So
that was honestly random. I'm so surprised about that.
Yeah, a guy came out of nowhere and pretty much shocked everybody that he played, including myself. So when those videos go up from Team Spooky, I'm going to be sure to link them so you guys can look at them. But you guys have to check that out. It was pretty ridiculously hype. And also, there is one freaking month left before NEC.
NEC 11, am I correct?
Yes, NEC 11.
And how many years has Melty Blood been at NEC?
This should be its fifth year, if I'm not mistaken.
When did it start?
Was it NEC 7? I think it was 7.
I don't know, because I wasn't there until like NEC
7, 8, 9, and...
No, NEC 9 was when I started playing Melty Blood.
I'm pretty sure it was NEC 7. I ran NEC 7, I'm pretty sure. And then I believe Dipio ran it the year after that. And then it got pretty big the year after that. And then we had that one year where it was pretty shitty because it was AC and everybody else was playing, I think, Actress again.
Yeah,
something like that. I think that was the whole Brandino throwing the chair incident and one.
There's still, we got to find those pictures and link them because there's a whole bunch of pictures from that event on Hyperhouse, Flickr. It's pretty hilarious.
Oh god, that was pretty ugly. So ugly. And then we obviously had the craziness that was Melty Blood last year, which was fantastic. Yep. So
I'm pretty sure I got H1N1 from that tournament. Like, the Monday after I had a sore throat, that Wednesday, I had a fever when I was in class. I'm like, ugh, finals. Must not die. Must.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I wanted to go to that so bad. My boss at the time was such a jackass. He wouldn't give me the days off for Friday and Monday. And
oh,
I
yeah.
said, fuck it. I'm still going to go. And I went, and I got knocked out of Melty Blood. I mean, ninth surprise. And I think it was like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I have to figure out how the hell to get home now. But I actually got caught up in Melty. I'm like getting mad hype, and I've got the megaphone in my hand and everything, and I'm like shouting and all that stuff. And then I look, and I'm like, holy shit, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I don't think I'm going to be able to get the bus back. And then I had to come to you and plead and beg I was just going crazy. I'm like, I don't know how the hell I'm getting home, and I have work tomorrow. But you, like, you saved my ass over there. And literally, I got back home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up, I think, 3.5-4 hours later and went to work completely, like, sleep-deprived and everything. But I'm like, holy shit, that was worth it. Oh, my God.
Yes, NEC's, in case you were wondering, NEC's worth it. It's worth the sickness you'll eventually get for a week and a half, depending on how, depending on your immune system. It's going to be at least, I say, a week.
Yeah. So, guys, please come out to NEC. Plane tickets should actually be pretty damn cheap, I've heard, right now.
Yep.
And you will not be disappointed. Melt Your Blood in NEC is NEC in particular is just amazing. Too much fun. With that out of the way, our show for today is going to be another interview with one of my favorite members of the community. He's been in the community from the very freaking beginning. And when I say the beginning, I mean like six people in the chat room composing the entire nation's scene of Melty Blood.
He'll get into that when he gets on.
Right. He's been in every NEC that Melty's ever been at. He's an administrator of Melty Bread. And, well, really, he's everybody's favorite hater. It's Dipstick. How's it going, Dipstick?
It's freaking awful. And actually, no, it's these are interesting times that we live in. Like the other right. Chinese curse. it's kind of interesting that that you had brought, you know, you had in the news, and when you brought in the news, you were actually discussing NEC there. I don't know if that's something that you're going to bring up. I mean, you had mentioned in the intro as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I just was going to go on about, there's a lot of people on about, but so I'll let you.
Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to NEC. But how have you been? Dippy. I'm gonna call you.
No, that's fine. You can, as long as you don't call me like, "Hey, ass clown" or something like that. that's fine. It's kind of weird. I'm running the sessions in Arizona now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what happened. Choco Youth had run them for years, and he decided to stop. And it's like, oh, it's like, I live in my own house now. It's like, why not? It's, you know, it seems kind of odd. You know, people need a place to play. It seems kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, community-wise, I've been doing that. There's actually talk about actually having a tournament series out here now or something. I'm not exactly sure what that's about, but we don't run many tournaments. Well, that's just true out on the West Coast. I think, you know, the last multi-tournament we had was like, well, there was Burnt Toast 3 that only had 8 people in it. And then before that, it was, there was the NorCal Install tournament. And then before that, we had EVO. But does EVO count? Really? That's kind of a national tournament. Really.
we'll get to that later.
Right.
But I mean, well, like myself, it's been, I mean, I've been doing relatively well considering the state of this country, but
right,
it's still
right.
kind of shitty, so.
Well, let me ask you the first question, I think the more important question. Why did you pick up Melty Blood?
this actually has a bit of... There actually is a bit of a story behind this.
Go ahead.
I used to run a gaming club when I went to school at the Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester, New York, a.k.a. the worst city I have ever lived in my life. It's not even close. Like, it's just an awful city. Yeah, shout out to Rochester for just being cold and shitty and having one of the highest suicide rates in the country. And I mean, people, you could, there's a few players in this community that are currently in Rochester. You can ask them, and they will agree with me. The city sucks.
They have a cabinet there, too, I believe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that's another story I could go into, because I actually knew the owners of the location that had that cabinet. It was an old, Accidenza cabinet.
Right.
I have a better history with them. It's like, it's going to have a better history with everybody. I guess that's what happens when you're old.
But go into your history.
I used to help run a gaming club up at school. And one of the things we did during our weekly meetings is that we'd have tournaments in random games. And we try to spread it out across genres. You know, if I had a bigger production budget, I might call it something like The Ultimate Gamer or something. I don't know. It wasn't nearly as corny as that. Throwing random stuff, sports games, racing games, shooters, basically whatever the hell. Like, and sometimes you feel like, oh, I try to find the weirdest game you can play competitively and see what happens. But, you know, you always have a fighting game, too, because they're very easy to play, you know, to set up competitively. But I didn't want to run a standard fighting game or something at the time. So, I, you know, trying to come up with a game that, A, wasn't complete crap, but at the same time had not been something that most people had seen before.
Okay.
And that was right when I think Multiblood React had come out. And I had found that. So I actually ended up running with that game in one quarter. But does this have to do with anything? The other thing, I had to do a bunch of research behind the game, because it was my responsibility to actually present the game and actually look like I had an idea how to play the damn thing.
Right.
And I had not played the game at all previously to that. So, I was a member of SRK since 2002 or something. I'm not even sure why, because I didn't play many Capcom. I never really played a Capcom fighting game seriously. I think it's like, no, because my roommates were all like OG Capcom, OG like SRK guys, and like old games, SF2 people and shit. They may as well, you know, because they're posting local threads if nothing else. And so I started doing some research on the game, and that's when I, you know, found there was a thread on it. It was actually one of the more active threads on FG Fighting Game Discussion at the time, FGC.
Right.
And so that's how I started. That's how I found you guys in the first place. The bigger question I would have, and I still wonder myself, is from then until about NEC7, there's still a 2-year gap. And I'm wondering how the hell I actually stuck around during that time. I was not well liked initially, to put it mildly. I would get banned.
Really?
I would get banned by Bellraiser pretty much every damn day. I don't know how frequently he is. He's probably going to come on. It's like, oh, it's just to be making more shit. Which I sometimes do, or sometimes over-exaggerate for dramatic effect, but it was pretty frequent. And I don't know what is. I think one of it is. Sometimes you get to know it's. It's a community thing, even if it's just like 8-10 people, mm-hmm. And which you know it's was. Yeah at the time, and there's you know very cost. Very low cost, barrier of entry to, you know, in the community, to stay in the community anyway. So, it's, you know, that's why not. And I think I had also met Spooky a year after that. This is, I think, the first time we went down to Otakon.
Oh,
you want to ask him about that? That was an experience. And I think he wanted to, like, after that, he wanted to kill me at one point. But not me specifically, but just kind of like nerd rage. That just causes, but and I think, and from there, It's actually kind of funny because the first time we went down there, I was actually playing. Was it React or I think it's still React at the time. What not even Final Tune.
Right.
And it was kind of funny. My only friend mentioned to me that he had never seen Mike get beat that bad in a video game ever, and he's seen me play some of the best people in the world in games like Soul Calibur and Quake.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as bad as that. And it wasn't because... It was just because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It's kind of funny. It's one of those things like, do you think you ever get better? And then it's like, sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But then you watch... Like, I think a couple months back, I actually watched some of the footage from NEC 7.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still on my YouTube account. You know, it looks like crap because it's like old YouTube footage.
What is your YouTube account, by the way?
My YouTube account is actually Rotten Shishimi. It's not really in use anymore, but if you want to have a good laugh, in regards to
everything,
in regards to how Melty Blood at Cadenza was played, there actually is a ton of tournament footage, kind of historic. From TGA, Web2 Zone, NEC7, pretty much covering like that whole string of tournaments for a year. Like pretty much from NEC7 until NEC8. NEC8's not on there because Arlieth and Scott were recording that. Like all the Web2 Zone tournaments are up there, and that's kind of old stuff. But it's an interesting watch. If people are looking for more current information, I have some streams archived on Ustream. The channel there is Robo-Moe-Live.
Okay.
And you'll find some other random stuff like Tempered getting owned in Super Meat Boy for about 4 hours last weekend. That was amazing. He clutched it out, though. I gotta give him... This is completely random, but I gotta give him respect for that, because he went from not having played the game to beating one of the hardest levels of the game in about 4 hours.
Wow.
Like,
is that game only on Xbox?
Yeah, that's only on Xbox 360.
Mm.
There is a PC version and Wii version coming. The PC version is going to have more characters, including the guy from Minecraft and the level editor. It's just in case 310 levels wasn't enough. Actually, no, 300 and it's like 320 levels in the game is not enough. You have 1,000 more. Yeah, no, that's a lot of Arizona play. I don't know how people are aware of it. You know, maybe you want to scout HF play if you have to play them in a tournament or something, or something. That's something Makoto Fock could learn from in learning from Raids FAQ.
What?
Yeah, that's looking for a better response than that.
No, yeah, I don't take it personally anymore. I'm just like, okay.
It's gotten too redundant in a way. You don't take it personally before, but at one point. You were salty.
Oh, man. So, you basically brought it into your gaming club, and what would you say? It just stuck?
It just kind of stuck on me. I mean, it was not a fun time, especially after I graduated college, because all it was doing was playing poker professionally. It was a pretty sad life. Goddamn sad life.
Playing poker?
Yeah.
That's money. You're winning money.
Well, yeah, but how do you... I mean, all these otaku in Japan that, you know, spend thousands of dollars on their 2D wives, I mean, where do they get that money? I mean, were they born into it? Do they make it? Are they running, scams online or something?
I mean, you make money,
it'll be sad life as hell.
Passion.
But how do they convert that passion to money? It's not like you have like a passion issue. It's like you don't passion until money comes out. It's not that simple.
Who knows?
You just are dumping all their money, all their available money. I mean, and some of it might be. You know, it may be, and considering how screwed up some things can be, sometimes it's like, what else do you spend it on sometimes? When you're that sad,
mm-hmm.
It's just like you need an outlet for your sadness. Yeah, this is getting to like, you know, psychology of otaku in a way. You know a lot about well,
you know all about the, you'd be a good case example to be.
Right. Good one. Hilarious.
Okay. Anime.
Anime indeed.
But no, because I was sitting at home all day. I mean, I was living in my parents' house and I wasn't doing fuck all. I had worked at I had some work as a software engineer for about a year until that got blown up. That was interesting, but I also kind of screwed that up. But it wouldn't have mattered in the end anyway.
So entire time, you with all that was going on, Melted Bud was.
Well, it was kind of there.
It was consistent. It was there. You just kept coming back to it.
Yeah, I can't. Well, no, it's. I started. NEC was kind of a really. NEC 7 was, for me anyway, kind of. Because that was the first. In a weird way, it's actually the first major I had been to.
Right.
It's like, you know, I've been playing fighting games. I had been to. And I had been to a number of. It's not like I hadn't gone to tournaments before. I went to a lot of Smash tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Some big ones in like Massachusetts and New York. We ran a few big ones. I've won like 100-person plus Smash tournaments before. That's a good way to make some side money, by the way. This was back when the game was ancient. Like, looking at it now, it looks like a completely different game. But it's kind of funny because this is before I can't think of any players now that were good. I mean, any players now that were playing back then, like, this is really, really ancient stuff. I had managed to leave Rochester right before PC Chris showed up, which was really good timing on my part, because I would not have won, would have never won against him. That's neither here nor there, but I mean, I went to a lot of Soul Calibur 2 tournaments. I went to a lot of the Break monthlies and went to pretty much all the New England monthlies. I think even a couple of the bigger tournaments at the Break, Tupelo at the time, to travel out to Evo 2003. I wanted to go to Evo 2003-2004 to play Soul Calibur 2, but I just didn't have the money. And that was why I went for the first time in 2007, which is kind of weird because the only two games I ended up playing there were Melty Blood and Virtua Fighter 5.
Five?
Yeah, 5. Because the first fighting game I actually played competitively was Virtua Fighter 2. Like, that's... So, it's kind of weird. Like, I played a lot of fighting games, but no Capcom ones. Like, I never... I spent some time playing CBS 2, and that's about it, really.
Mm.
It's like, I have a scrubby like this. I randomly get scrubby, like, Makoto. Not Makoto, what am I thinking about? Thinking, I'm getting myself crossed up. Nakaru. Hibiki, Blanca, K-Groove.
That tape could work.
That's a randomly bad team.
No, it's not that bad. It's not good, but I mean, you have like one mid-tier character who's... But she's annoying.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah, and Hibiki is just... She's actually really good. There's a few really bad matchups.
Yeah.
And then Blanca in that game is just fucking Blanca.
Blanca's Blanca. There's no going into that.
And it was K-Groove, so you could like bust out the most random. Like you could run it back any time.
Pretty much.
Any of those characters.
With that being said about NEC, mm-hmm. And you showing up to NEC in 2007, why do you keep coming back?
Well, no, that was.
I mean, to NEC. Why you always make the trek to NEC? Every year.
7 and 8, I mean, I lived in the area. I was actually helping organize a lot of the Melty side of it back then, because it's local, and, you know, driving a bunch of players from New York out to Philly, even.
I remember that.
And bringing all the recording equipment, and I think I'm like 6 people or something ridiculous. I don't know how I fit that many people in the Maxima. But at that point, it's... Because the thing is that, you know, after that, I moved out to Arizona. But that's the one, I mean, well, now one or two times a year, depending on if people go to Evo. You know, they did in 2007. Nobody really came in 2008. Some people showed up in 2009. And, you know, we had a bunch of people show up in 2010. But, I mean, that's the one time of the year I can actually meet a lot of the people that I used to know on the East Coast that I never get to see because I don't live out there anymore. And it's also a really, really fun tournament. It's very grassroots, which is all the more stark in this kind of the way tournaments are running. That they're getting become bigger, and they're becoming more professional in a way. Right. You know, more organized things, more sponsored players showing up, more foreign players showing up, and anything now even more than before is kind of the freak or the odd one out in a way of all the majors, because it's very player driven. I can't think of another major that has like 20 damn games in it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh hey, we got a bunch of people, let's run Fate Unlimited Codes, and it's like, yeah, and you make it happen, and it's just crazy where people are like, yeah, let's play Killer Instinct. Like, they've had a Killer Instinct tournament every year I've been there, and it's actually fun to watch. Game's broken as shit, but it's fun to watch. The last year they had Shaq Fu. Really? Shaq Fu?
Yeah, no, it's just last random year.
And it's random stuff. Like, I was watching the UMK3 tournament last year, and I was talking to EWA Shock, who's probably one of the better UMK3 players in the country. I think he came in like fourth or fifth at Season of Beings. And the last couple of years, he came in like first or like top three at NEC. Same thing at all. I don't know. He knows a lot about the game. And he's explaining some of the mechanics in the game. And that game is just freaking weird. Like, do you ever notice in Mortal Kombat there are no hit trades?
Yeah. Right.
There's, because the game determines, you know, if there's an actual hit trade, it won't allow it. It'll pick one character to win over the other. Guaranteed. There's no rule. It's not like Virtua Fighter, where there's an actual rule about it, and you actually can get hit trades in Virtua Fighter. If it runs out of rules, it's like, screw it. Like, if two people do a blow jab at the same exact time, it'll just like, whatever. They do the same move. It's like, forget it, and I'll let them trade. But the other player gains an advantage, like they gain one extra frame to do moves in their combos or something. It's not intended, but it's like a weird bug. And it also allows for combos that normally wouldn't work to work if you're the player with the hit trade disadvantage. And I'm like, who comes up with this stuff? Like, how do you... And this is me saying that, and that's what I kind of like doing in these games, is figuring out stupid system mechanics like that. I'm like, I'm sitting there going, how do you figure that out?
And he sees a haven for you then.
Yeah, no, it's full of random. There's a reason why a lot, especially in the, well, I guess that's why they say that, you know, it's a lot of people's favorite tournament, because it's very, it's, there's just a lot of crazy shit that happens. For lack of a better term, it's, you just look back, I mean, you know, crazy stuff happens in every tournament pretty much. It's just, it's more dynamic in a way. I mean, you have like Evo, and it's like, oh, everybody's gonna play Super, and you see people getting blown up at, you know, on the Salty Suite or something. You know, people, that's gonna happen in hotel rooms and whatnot. But you kind of expect that. But there's an unpredictability to it. Like, who'd have predicted last year that Melty was actually gonna drown out Street Fighter 4 last year? Just in terms of, to the point where we were actually screwing up FADC's audio on their stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. That was pretty hype. Like, oh, word, you can't hear our stream as loud as your stream. I like that.
Yeah. No, that was good shit, by the way, for that. I hope Spooky remembers that when he's setting up for NEC this year. because like the finals those. Because the finals were like, we were right behind or to the side of the streaming station that they had set up in the middle of the room. Why they set up in the middle of the room, I don't know, because it's just taking up so much goddamn space. But yeah, that's. Well, I mean, ultimately, that's. I mean, I haven't. I mean, I've. The only, like, for example, the only one, the main reason why I still run the sessions nowadays is for the people. It's like I know these the players out here. That's ultimately what that's what a community is it not? I mean, it's
pretty much.
That's why I think a lot of people, even after, for example, that's why, you know, Bell talks about, you know, from time to time, you know. No, he's even around sometimes. If I had to guess, and he's probably not going to like this, so she's coming from me, but I guess it's for the same reason. Because what was the last time, you know, there was a long time where he didn't even play multiplayer. I don't think he played a whole lot of AC at all. Or I'm trying to, you know, that's the biggest example to me, but I'm trying to think of, I mean, like, Juno still shows up. I mean, he plays in Japan now. He's actually not in his country anymore. For now.
He doesn't really play, actually. Believe it or not, and
I believe that.
His reason, according to him, is literally the community.
In Japan,
he says the community in America is so much more addictive and enjoyable, and in Japan, it's. I mean, this is Giona we're talking about.
Well, no, he's always been a bit of an adrenaline junkie in a way.
Right.
Man gamble, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Feeds off it, of it.
Yeah, but that's a lot of it here. I mean, I'm just...
You have love for NEC and the people that show up for NEC, and we miss you too, Dippy.
I never said that.
I mean, but I don't.
It doesn't make sense if you're not there.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But I don't regret leaving either. Although, you know, well, I mean, leaving, you know, New England.
Oh.
To move out here, even though I didn't have much in the way of opportunities, you know, in terms of, like, it's one of those things where it's like, you look at what I'm doing now, and it's like, it's still kind of silly, but I'm getting paid a lot more, so.
Right.
Speaking of tournaments, NEC is one of the, I don't know, what would you call NEC in terms of, majors, where would you place it as NEC, EVO, Seasons Beatings? Like,
everybody goes around, it's like, oh, we have a major, like that one tournament in the Bolton, the Nova, was that Nova, or is that in Maryland, that they ran, it's like, oh, this is a major, and it's like, nobody showed up, and it's like, yeah, nice try, guys, or even some of the stuff that are more successful, like East Coast Throwdown, you just can't call yourself a major. You look at all the actual events that are actually considered that, and they have a long history. I mean, even the newest one, I would say, is, I mean, if you want to call it, you know, as you refer to it, Seasons Beatings, and that's still 5-6 years old. All the other events, like Final Round, NEC, EVO, they've been around for over 10 years.
Right, those are the tournaments that have started since about before most of the games have been created, and just kept those game scenes alive, I guess.
Yeah, most of those tournaments were around before Third Strike was.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Think about that. They've been around before Marvel was.
Random trivia.
Yeah.
Alright, but speaking of Melty and Evolution, just asking, remember when there was a poll about, like, oh, there's another game that can be added in and it's a player's choice? When you saw Melty Blood up there, what did you think was going to happen? Like, oh, they put this up here? This must be a joke. Or, oh shit, they fucked up.
No, I think what happened was, actually, they weren't going to add it. They didn't even think about it until... And this, like, I wasn't actually talking to the evil guys, to, like, Inkblot or Ponder or Mr. Wizard, or... I mean, FMJ would pop in from time to time. And a while back, I had talked to, of all people, like, Tragic about it.
He hates it. He thinks it's just a poor man's Guilty Gear, which is, I mean, that's actually not a fun point to debate, but
apple and oranges,
huh?
Apples and oranges,
kind of. But I can also see his point in regards to that. I mean, there are a number of mechanics that he just kind of just ripped off.
We respect your opinion, Tragic.
Do you really?
Yes, we do, Damien.
I have no hate towards him, so he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, because I don't have a problem with him, but it seems like a lot of people do. But that's kind of going on a tangent there. But a number of people had asked them, it's like, well, why haven't you considered, to Melty Blood? And it's almost, because part of it is you're looking at the lineup back then, it's like Super Street Fighter 4, obviously. Well, was it Super back? No, it was Super.
No, it was regular.
No, it was Super in 2010.
No, Super.
Was it Super? Oh, it was Super, yeah.
It came out like 3 months before. Which is all more weird. And then, they've run HDR for whatever reason. I don't even know if they're going to bring that back. It's not a... They probably will, but it's not a guarantee. And Tekken was the other obvious release. But beyond that, were there any games that you'd like... Oh, yeah, this is a big tournament game. Lots of people are showing up for this. You need to run it at EVO. There's nothing really obvious there. Blaze Blue is dead. Nobody was really playing, like, CBS2 or Third Strike or Marvel. KOF 12 is a joke. Guilty Gear is also on the decline as well. And so it's like, in a way, it's like, why not us? And so I think they added it on the behest of some people. And I don't... And once I saw that, I'm like, well, we need to run with it. This community needs to run with it as hard as humanly possible. Because, especially since there was nothing like Guilty Gear on the list either, it was basically... like three Capcom games, Melty Blood, and two joke entries.
That wasn't funny. What are you talking about?
No. and that kind of kills me, because I want to like the Soul Calibur series so much. I played so much Soul Calibur 2, but the games after that are just terrible.
Well, 4 is terrible. That's...
And there's 3.
Oh, 3. Ooh.
3 was... 3. At least 3 was amusing in some ways, until you got stuck in a tournament playing a Mitsurugi who was just doing 2-2
PC cancels.
Yeah, I do like, I'm going to go get a sandwich. I'll see you in losers.
Yeah.
It's just because you'd be stuck in Blockstone the whole time. They could literally just keep you in Blockstone the whole round.
Yeah. I forget. Oh, who's the player who, someone sort of perfected it, but not really?
I forgot
who the player's name was.
I thought they banned that at one point.
They banned it like after, alright, here's the history behind Soul Calibur 3. There's a glitch in the game where if you do something like a throw break or GI somebody, you hold guard and press down right when it happens, and you recover instantly. So there's no advantage.
There's other states that will cause that too. Anything back turned will do that.
Right.
Certain moves. Yeah. There's also certain moves where you'll just do that randomly.
Yeah.
Mitsurugi is kind of the 2-2. The, I think it was like sidestep left and B.
Was it left?
It was left or right, I forget which. It is a specific direction, though, so it's actually different depending on which side you're on.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what was it? Did Lizard Man throw have the guard cancel and have that VC in 2 or 3? And it was also Unbreakable.
Oh, that was like at the... You know Oofmatic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when Soul Calibur 3 had nationals at Heart Nana's place, Rob?
I remember that. I wasn't there, but I remember hearing about it, yes.
Okay, he found out that glitch. He told a bunch of people, I think it was after nationals happened. He did it at nationals, that Lizardland glitch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was saving that specifically for nationals and wasn't going to tell anyone until after nationals happened. So it's like... Lizardman does a command throw, and he cancels it at any point, and he could just ring you out while you're stuck in the animation of the normal throw.
Or he just did the normal throw again. It's unbreakable. Yeah.
So, you couldn't break it. He gets free damage. There's no way to get it. It's just the throw break, because it was a command throw, I think it was like Command throws in Soul Calibur are 7 frame breaks.
Well, no, it depends on the character.
What's Astaroth? 8?
Well, no, Astaroth doesn't... Well, I guess they're technically not... It's, they're, well, he has smaller throw breaks in general. Like, and it'll probably... Summon... I know for summon stuff, I think it was like 4 or 3.
Yeah.
But for, it was kind of dumb, because, like, I know for Cassandra's command grab... Oh, crap, we're already that long.
Oh, man. Welcome to Soul Calibur Redcast. I'm your...
Shut up. We're old. We're reminiscing. Shut up.
Yeah. Good. I guess you get, there's Soul some of this Calibur you can go OG. Edit. Yeah, this is some of this is going to get edited out.
No. Go ahead, Soul Calibur OG.
But this is what happens when you get somebody who's just been playing too much. God damn it, I lost my point. Oh, no, but like the throw break originally was like 12, 15 frames. It was huge. And then they shrunk it down to like 4 in Soul Calibur 3. And you're like, what?
Like, why? I guess.
Yeah.
Like, the problem with that game of throws is, like, it's a complete guess. There's no differentiation between... Mm-hmm. In some cases, there was a small differentiation between the way throws animated. Otherwise, it was the same generic, I'm lunging my hands at you, guess between one of two buttons.
Yeah, it's not like Tekken. In Soul Calibur 1 Arcade, they did have different voice samples.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
Now, you know, history. Okay. This is a history lesson for all those noobs out there that are listening. All the 10 people that will be listening to it.
They're like, "Oh, there's not only Street Fighter 4."
Yeah, no, those people that's beyond salvation. Like, that's
okay.
I'm not gonna go there.
Let's get back on topic again because we're old.
Yes,
and just
let's. Please.
On topic.
Shut up, you.
We were ever on... Where were we on topic to begin with? But, actually, no. We were talking about the Evo thing, and that was... It's kind of weird. I don't quite remember what happened. I'm actually still surprised that it actually won outright. And even though I was tracking that, and the information I had, you know, what I was showing is actually it was going to be a blowout, which it wasn't. Which doesn't surprise me, because it was incomplete information. There are probably a lot of random people on SRK. It's like, and Spooky was telling me this at the time. It's like, oh, they're not going to say anything, but you know, the silent majority, in a way. That they're just going to come in, it's like, oh, I want to see, you know, I want to play, you know, when I have Third Strike there, you want to have Marvel or CBS2, and they're just going to vote for that and not going to post anything. Whereas the Melty Blood players are being a lot more vocal about it, which was intentional. I was actually driving people to make sure, you know, that they were registered beforehand, and, you know, to actually not just vote, but to actually post up in there, but to not be stupid about it. I think, like, Tempered had posted, like, 200 times in that thread.
That thread. Oh, I love
most of us did.
But no, like, it was... But that, and, it's kind of amusing, because I was confident that it was actually going to happen, but at the same time, I didn't want to deal with what would happen if it didn't. Although, after what happened with BlazBlue as well, it would have been a dick move for them if the BlazBlue community decided to drop the game, especially since a lot of them did vote for Melty Blood. And that was actually also something else that helped a lot of the, you know, other, you know, especially since, you know, one they decided to drop one of their games, and then the other game they were playing, you know, Guilty Gear wasn't even on there for whatever reason. I still don't know why that was the case. And I think that if it was on there, they're playing Third Strike at Evo that year instead. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then, you know, they drop it. It's like, oh, yeah, let's add Marvel 2 and Third Strike.
Why not?
Yeah, they did it, like, last minute, didn't they?
Yeah, no, that was a fairly late adjustment.
What was the reasoning for that again?
Well, no, because everybody at the time, BBCS had gotten leaked, the arcade version.
Oh, right. And they didn't want to use the leaked version, they want to actually Arxis to sponsor them.
Yeah. I'm simply going, did this thread get deleted? Or, oh, I'm only showing from... Yeah, no, Arxis... No, Axis was going to sponsor it. Like, that wasn't an issue. Uh, But no, that was just more of the community wasn't really playing it.
Oh, they were just waiting for CS to come out instead
of... Yeah, actually, no, it wasn't, and it wasn't as many posts as I thought it was. Like, you have... I'm just looking at your old thread, like, yeah, Hanaki, 65, and he had 65 posts. Tempered had 51, Warpicon 49, Spiritus 48, Master Chibi right here, 38, myself with 29, This is a lot. This is a, that had a lot of activity in it. It's like 3,000 posts in a week. I don't know why I'm even going over this, but it was. I was actually really psyched to see that. Like that was an amazing opportunity for. I kind of wish. More had like. But I don't know what you were expected, really. I mean, it happened about as well as it could reasonably be expected. I mean, I wish there was a higher turnout. I was expecting a few more people to show up. Things happen. But it's like, what kind of boost would you see, especially with the new version of the game coming out? There's not a home console port yet. Not even one announced. Probably not one in the near future. You'll be lucky. I mean, it probably will happen at some point. But... it's not going to happen soon. I think they have this mentality where they kind of want to protect most arcade developers in Japan do, except with the exception of Capcom, that they kind of want to protect their arcade operators in some fashion, by giving them an exclusivity window. You know, I don't think it would hurt them a whole lot, because, I mean, as we saw, no top player in Japan, although Super Street Fighter 4 is a bit of an exception. Between the money that top players are making, even in the God's Garden tournament, first place was like $5,000.
Wow, where are they getting $5,000?
Point? Yeah, no, there was a tourney. Yeah, there's a lot of money at stake, how do you think Sako's getting to? They're paying for his trip. Are they paying for his trip or what? Coming out to SCR, but that's.
I don't know how that's working out, but Mad Cats is saying, hey, we'll bring Daigo to SCR.
Well, that's meant that he's been sponsored for a while, so that's another thing, it does happen to some extent. Like, you'd play, like, Blaze Blue Online, you'll see random Japanese players that you'd recognize in videos and whatnot, but I think it might be the online component, because, like, for, like, Melty Blood, none of them played it.
Right. Oh. So you're just saying, like, the net play component determines how much the community interacts with each other? Is that what you're getting at?
I think it's a factor. It happens much more now than it did in the past, because of the internet in general. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say that, but I mean, I think the players in Japan, especially the hardcore ones. Are more, they're more much more likely to play the console version if there's online play. Because people aren't going to go to other people's apartments or houses in Japan to play, because there's no space. That's kind of why they go to arcades in the first place. But it's something else if you're sitting at home and, it's 11 o'clock and you just want to hop online and play some games or something. That's a lot more accessible even to them. Not necessarily as necessary, but it's still... a pain in the ass for them to travel from, one prefecture to another. It's expensive. It's not something that's commonly done, but their online infrastructure is amazing. So it's like, oh yeah, I could play Sony across Japan and have like one for my lag.
Dibby.
Yo.
I have a serious question to ask you.
Okay, oh boy.
What's up with flubbing teleporting sectors with Kako Demons, man?
What?
Okay, do you want to give the backstory to this, or
nice and brisk. Then don't.
I don't have an answer for that, because I made those maps about 15 years ago.
If anyone is wondering, I'm talking about a bunch of Doom levels that Dippy made 15 years ago that have a couple of quote-unquote flaws to them, but go ahead.
I was actually young, obviously. That's probably, there might be a few people listening to this that weren't even born when I had made those maps.
That's true.
Possibility.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I don't have a lawn hair. But like, get off my dirt. But, man, that, I mean, if I only knew then what I knew now.
Right.
But yeah, no, that was kind of an experience for me, because it's, you know, actually developing content like that, you know, that was a learning experience, that's what I would say. Wow. But if you look, but here's the thing, it's like, you look at a lot of the maps that were made back then, or just even today even, and they were bad too. A lot of them were a lot even worse.
Right, all the ones that you, we held in high regards back then, you look at now and you're like, ugh.
Like, wow. Even relative to the ones that are made today, it's, you know, that's what happens when you have 15 years.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What the hell is RoboMoe?
RoboMoe was the concept... There's a couple answers to that. It's... One of it's literal. It's, you know, in the sense, you know... I actually don't have a fetish for robots, if anybody's wondering. But really? I think yes, seriously. I mean, I could go into detail about that, and I know you don't want me to. So
no, I don't.
We can't. If we tried to air it, I'm pretty sure people would think we were all the same way. So let's not do that.
You don't want to be associated with that. No, I understand. No. I wouldn't want to be associated with Chibi's
fetish. Shut up.
But
we tried to talk to shut
furry.
Up.
But it was actually the concept that I had for... At one point, it was an actual company that I had created. Mm. We were looking into... this is actually kind of interesting, too. We were looking into localizing Japanese doujin games.
Ah.
For a release digitally in the U.S., and even, you know, as kind of on a lark, you know, if we're going to anime conventions, we'd sell, like, actual physical copies, too. It'd be kind of neat, because, you know, they normally wouldn't be available. It was something that I was doing with my only friend. And we actually had one of the person who was actually going to help with a lot of the translations. And we were going to do all of the actual... I'm not even sure why it fell through. I think part of it was a lot of distrust on the Japanese side of it. There was a lot of variance in terms of interest. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them, you know, people, some of them didn't respond. Some of them were very wary. You know, some of them thought we were trying to, like, scam them or something. It was...
Okay.
But it was... It's actually interesting, because one of the developers I was actually talking to was Plaitien Dispotif. The same one that actually... that Rockin' Android is dealing with, and had released...
Okay.
Yeah, like Gundamodium, Bunny Must Die.
Right.
Jabberwock. So, but that's, and
that's,
after that,
that's, I mean, the real history.
Yeah, that is the actual history behind that, and I mean I kept the domain name in the name because it's just distinct, and
yeah, it and, is.
Yeah.
The more you know. Doo-doo. Okay.
All right. Quick question. How long have you been in the scene? By scene, I mean, like, you need to know, you must know a lot of people through who play Marvel, Street Fighter, all these other random games. How long would you say your acquaintance is known for?
It's kind of random, because, like I said, I actually wasn't that big on the Capcom side of things. It's kind of funny, because I was actually at TGA a lot ever since they first opened, and that's how I met a lot of the local Capcom players down there. But I was playing Bimani games down there at the time. I was a big DDR player, a big 2DX player. I was actually one of the top players in both of those games in New England for a while.
So rhythm games mostly.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, man, that knows. And you see a couple other players that had also kind of crossed over that way, and it's kind of you never guess. It's like, oh yeah, and it, well, unless they were there so much they started playing, they actually started getting decent at it just because they were there so much and playing so much. You know, and they just had, you know, good reflexes, good dexterity, good hand-eye coordination. You know, they just kind of learned. But that's how I would guess that type of thing would happen. But no, it's, you just, I would say it goes back. I mean, when the hell did Virtua Fighter 2 come out? Because that's when I would go to local. I didn't travel beyond locally or anything. And I started posting on Garden Pact and started traveling for Soul Calibur 1 and 2 tournaments.
Memories.
Oh yeah. My god, Garden Pact. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's like 99, 2000.
Damn.
I'm ancient. So okay. It's about 10 years.
Hold up. I have one more question. Okay. Are you ready?
No.
You must prepare yourself.
Alright, here's my question. Anime?
As in regards to what?
That's the question.
Well, anime? Obvious answer, and just go anime!
Anime is a respectful answer to the question.
Anime. So you can answer the question? You can answer the question?
But is that a question? It's more like a statement. It's like a question and a statement.
It's a state of being.
I've actually never watched that much anime.
Liar.
The last series I actually watched was Foley, I think was. It's actually Kira no Kyokai.
Nah.
But I don't watch. Oh. I don't watch much anime anymore.
Sorry, play Ryogi fanboy.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
But no, I haven't watched much now. I think it's one of those things. It's one of those things. That's like, yeah, I did that more, a lot more in college. Even then, I didn't watch that much. I mean, there were people that I knew. Well, I guess that's the anime club for you.
Yeah.
That would constantly watch it. I'm like, how do you do that? Because my preference, if you gave me a random game and a random anime to watch, I'd play the random game probably about 90% of the time. Unless the random game was really good and the random game was really bad.
That's a given.
So, well, at that. Go ahead.
Do I have anything else? No, I don't have anything else. I've picked your brain, I believe, for all of them.
I could go for hours. You know,
I know. But Divi, I have to thank you for being on the show. You are my favorite hater ever.
Yeah, no, that's. I mean, I've been hating you for
forever,
a decade now,
pretty much.
I just remember when you first posted in the Rochester thread on SRK, and you're like, "Oh my god, I need to meet like Dippy and some of the other guys," and I'm like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Go away."
Oh, shit would not be the same without you, Dippy. No, sir.
Would it?
But no, it wouldn't. Hell no.
I'm kind of. It's kind of, I hold it in trepidation with, you know, going out to NEC this year because, you know, it's a year later, and again, you have the same issue that you had previously with AC being played. People want to play AA.
It's kind
of not much as a difference, but I think it's also, people just don't like playing an older version of the game. It's just almost instinctive in a way. And
still, come out.
And no, I'm coming out. That's not a question.
No, that was more.
Yeah, effort. No, people should come out, especially if they're not sure. I don't want people sacrificing their jobs, their livelihood, all for it. But
no, do it. I mean, sacrifice your jobs.
There's a line, but that's ultimately
cross it.
Not too hard.
Impossible is nothing.
You'll fall and hurt yourself.
Start walking.
Start walking to Philly now. If I started walking to Philly now, I might get there in time. Probably not.
A lot of weight. You'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I would lose a lot of weight.
You're the only one to ever do something so crazy.
Well, no, there was
Joey Crack.
Reminds me, Joey Crack. Yes, he walked to TGA one time.
Oh my god!
I think it
took him like 14 hours.
Joey.
From where he was to teach, to talk to TGA, and he got there like a, he got there like 2 hours before they closed, and just like, why would you do that?
No, he got arrested going to Evo. Evo. Like, he had a fight on a Greyhound bus or something.
Whoa, Joey Craig. Oh, man. But, yeah, we have picked your brain for long enough, but once again, I'm going to thank you for being on the show, Dippy.
Banned.
I have to thank you for throwing out some facts that I didn't know about you and the scene, actually. And I guess I will see you, I will hope to see you at NEC.
Oh, yeah, no, because, yeah, no, I'll be there. You just need to be there.
I need to be there. Hopefully, I will
be there.
Will I be there? I hope to make it to NEC. We'll see what happens.
Well, this is you in general, you, not you in specific, you, Jimmy.
Right. Right. Oh, everybody else will be there. You better
hopefully.
Be there.
Hopefully.
Yes. But thank you again, Dippy. Mike, do you have any other questions?
Okay, for next week's podcast, actually for this podcast, there'll be the corresponding thread where you will dump your feedback, questions about this podcast, and, you know, why didn't you ask this, ask this.
Well, why couldn't you find a better person to interview, really, if you're screaming the bottom of the barrel
is
already?
That too? I have no qualms against that.
It's like, Dippy's wads ruined my life, blah, blah, blah.
I can't believe you found all, like, you found, I think, almost all of them. I'm
of course
flabbergasted.
I did.
Like, that's, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have gone through that effort. I think I forgot about them, like, over a decade ago. People are digging them up, which makes me concerned now. It's like, you know, 5 years from now, and it's going to be much more serious. It's like I'm working at some place, you know, I'm applying for a job. Someone's like, oh, yeah, we found these posts that you made on, like, I don't know, like, GuruChan or something, you know, 10 years ago. And I'm like, wait, I thought that was an anonymous site. What the fuck is going on?
It's not anonymous after all. The government's behind it. Dun, dun,
no. The government's behind GuruChan.
Giant trap.
I bet you that's what it is, too. 4chan is a huge trap for everybody.
Yeah, we're gonna get blown up. Oh, I was actually, man. No, I was gonna. Thanks for that. I don't know why that made me think of the initial creation of 4chan. Then was split off from something awful, but that's a whole other thing. This is
that's
more
a whole other story.
Yeah,
but
everybody gets blown up.
But for now, the next podcast, we in the general questions thread, you can put up what you think would make a good podcast for next week. Right now, I want to kind of get to a podcast where we go from NEC 10 to NEC 11, like 1 year later, like what has happened, who's come up, you know, things like that. Just random things like that, like 1 year of Melty Blood, what's happened, what's coming on, et cetera, et cetera. That sound good to you, Chibi?
Yeah, it sounds pretty damn good, actually. I like that.
I think I want to chime in and say that. Actually, I'm just trying to think timing-wise. I mean, that's a good idea, but I'm wondering if you'd want to, because the thing is, NEC is right after Thanksgiving, and if you release an episode right before on Thanksgiving, who's going to read it? You know, we're going to be stuffed with turkey. And then, you know, killing people, going shopping, watching NFL games all day, who knows? You know,
that's why I'm going to do it, like, next week or the week after, like, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll make an especially boring podcast for Thanksgiving so you can just fall asleep to it.
That's when you would invite me and Viteru. Although you couldn't say it was Viteru, you could just say it was like somebody random. It actually be him.
Melty Blood fanboy.
Like, I don't think he plays a whole lot anymore. I don't know what he's kind of just people.
We'll find him.
But he will find you.
We'll find him. Oh yes. But yep, that's what we've got for next week. I'm actually looking forward to that. But again, thank you, Dippy. To everybody listening out there, throw out some feedback, criticism, compliments, comments, whatever the hell you want in the thread. But outside of that, thank you for listening. Good night, and keep mashing.